Welcome to Startup Vietnam, a podcast that interviews foreigners who have started a business here in Vietnam. I'm your host, Michael Claro. Today, we'll be talking to Greg Hitz, co-founder of Sin Seltzer. Sin Seltzer is the first seltzer and hard seltzer in Vietnam made from just real fruit with no added sugar. Sin Seltzer makes drinks that are true, so you can be true to yourself. Today, we'll talk to Greg about some of his experiences as a foreigner starting a business here in Vietnam, some of the challenges he's faced, his marketing strategy, and what he's learned so far on his journey. Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Chiquindo. Chiquindo is the leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing foreign businesses with a wide range of solutions for entering the market of 8 different countries in Asia. To find out more about Chiquindo's services, visit chiquindo.com. That's CEKINDO.com. So, Greg, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How long have you been in Vietnam?
Sure. I've been in Vietnam for the last 7 years. Kind of crazy when I say it out loud. Before this, I was in education. I did this program called Teach for America. So I was a teacher in the States for 2 years. We are the first seltzer and hard seltzer beverage in Vietnam made using only real fruit. So that's what's special about our drinks. We use the amazing produce of Vietnam. Michael, you know, living here, that the tropical fruit in this country is just of impeccable quality. So we turn that into healthy beverages, healthy or healthier. The idea sort of developed in stages. Like I said, I've lived here for a while. And, you know, one of the first sort of words I learned in Vietnamese is com dung, which means no sugar, and it sua, like only a little condensed milk in the cafe sua, like the signature coffee drink of Vietnam. And I've said one or the other almost every day for the last 7 years that I've been here. It's very hard to find products without added sugar in Vietnam. Added sugar is a big problem in Vietnam. Almost 12% of the whole country has diabetes. So added sugar is like this thing that I've always been aware of. It's kind of always been this problem that's been in front of my face.
So, you know, as you point out there, Greg, people still are very much buying sugary drinks. We have milk tea, bubble tea is everywhere. What are you doing to kind of win people over to this idea of a sugar-free, all-natural drink?
I knew if I was going to convince people not to have sugar, then my drink better be pretty freaking good, right? It better be like the freshest drink you've ever had, right? So that's kind of what I'm doing on the one hand. I'm not giving them this, you know, canned, flavored from extract, I'm not giving this fruit concentrate sort of pseudo juice drink, right? I'm trying to make something that's the freshest drink without sugar people have ever had.
Well, let's talk about your flavors for a second. So you mentioned there the importance of fresh produce grown here in Vietnam, specifically in the South. How does that produce sort of, you know, inform your decisions about what flavors you can put into Sin Seltzer?
I guess the idea with the flavors is that we don't use preservatives. So we try to, our core range of flavors are ranges that aren't just seasonal, sort of we'll sell this flavor for 2 months. Our core range of flavors have to kind of grow year-round around Saigon, right? And Vietnam is very unique. It doesn't have winter. It's a tropical climate. Like there are fruits that you can find within an hour of Saigon that have multiple growing cycles throughout the year. Pineapples, mangoes, coconuts, passion fruit. Whereas other fruit is more seasonal, which is interesting. But the idea is that we select fruit that grows locally, and then we can turn this fruit and we can make fresh seltzer available year round.
Cool. So let's talk about your brand for a second. How did you come up with this name and maybe, you know, this logo? You have this tiger logo. What was your thinking behind this brand overall?
So this idea of Sin Seltzer, it's all about being true to the source material, being true to the fruit, true to where it comes from, so that you can be more true, more like yourself, right? You can feel like yourself. This word sin, it's like this slang word. It's like the equivalent in English of like fresh or fire or dope or whatever, right? It's like this slang word for something really, really high quality. And the idea was we'd sell this super high quality and we sell it right on the street. I'm not a food scientist. I'm not a brewer even, right? I taught myself how to do this by watching 3 months of YouTube videos. My strength is in brand and storytelling. And there's a lot of amazing craft beer. There's a lot of amazing restaurants in Vietnam. But there's not of a lot of brands that none of these restaurants are really focusing on brand, right? I think a lot of, because they're made by like distillers, or these brands are started by brewers, right? And they're trying to bootstrap this thing themselves. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, the beer will speak for itself. And I thought, well, if I want this company to work, I really gotta go all in on brand. Like the name's gotta be right, the logo's gotta be distinct, and it's gotta have a really cool story. So on the packaging, and this is kind of temporary packaging even, right? We have this tiger, not just any normal tiger, but the Vietnamese god of the forest. It's taken from this myth about this sort of tiger angel who tries to, you know, become basically king of the universe, but the Buddha stops him in the end and he gets sent to earth and he becomes the first tiger. He's stripped of his, you know, divinity, and he's just made a normal sort of forest creature, but God of the forest. I thought that was perfect because we're trying to make a drink that, you know, inspires people to be true to themselves.
And what has been the response so far? I mean, you have this new drink that, you know, people haven't really seen before. It's sugar free. It's got this crazy name. What was the kind of the reaction you're seeing from customers?
So we are very, very young, right? Very, very young. But so far we've had some really promising results. You know, probably about 70% of the days we've had seltzer, we've sold out. I really believe in the product, and I'm excited about it, right? I'm excited about finding that right product market fit. I'm excited about what it can offer people. If you look at kind of the market research on like brand loyalty in Vietnam, like Vietnamese are extremely loyal to what they perceive as local brands, right? Now, you can still have your name be in English because a lot of Vietnamese companies have English names, right? But your name has to sound, it at least has to sound good when people try to say it in like the Vietnamese way of speaking English.
Why did you think Vietnam was a good place to start your business? You've been here 7 years working in education. Why did you think, hey, this is a good place to go ahead and create a startup?
Number one is low risk. I have funded this startup myself and I'm a teacher, right? Like you don't have to sink in like $50,000 just to explore an idea, right? You can kind of dip your toes in. Like to this point, we've probably actually spent under $20,000, and we've established a brand. We've established a place to make these, right? Now, part of that is in fact, most of that is through local connections we have, and we can talk about that sort of later, the importance of that. But number one is low risk. You can explore an idea without sort of betting the farm or taking out a loan. Number two is it's exciting, right? Like I really believe that offering something that is no sugar, that is environmentally responsible, I really feel like that is something worth chasing, right? And I feel like I can be more actually impactful here maybe than I could be in the States. I'm not the first one to come up with the idea of seltzer, right? But I do get first mover's advantage because I'm the first one to do it in Vietnam, right? So a combination of risk, I enjoy living in Vietnam, and you can really capture a first mover's advantage if you're the first one in this market. This is why I love starting business in this country, is that you can really take time to see, well, where can I make money, right? And if I'm not making money right away with this thing, this, you know, this amazing idea I have, well, how can I make money in other places?
You mentioned there the importance of local partnerships. Can you explain there some of your local partners and how they've kind of assisted you so far?
Sure. So, like, I've lived here for a while. So I've been fortunate enough to, over time, build some pretty genuine relationships. Number one is obviously my wife, right? Like, you will meet a lot of foreigners in Vietnam who really, like, the name on the papers, the one sort of opening the door, are their wives or girlfriends, right? But there are plenty of people who are willing to help, and there are services that are willing to help. Laws work a little bit differently. Sometimes things are unclear. Things often need to be checked in person. Things are not written in English, right? And though I work on my Vietnamese, you really need trusted Vietnamese partners. So, you know, I worked, you know, I've been working in Vietnam for a long time. And communication is an issue. When you're working in a different country, when some of your business has to be done in Vietnamese, and then some of the business has to be done in English, communicating with me or communicating with maybe, you know, a Filipino staff, or, you know, some business is going to be in English and some business is going to be in Vietnamese. And in the process, a lot of things are going to be lost unless you take the time to make sure everyone's on the same page, to make sure you have very good protocols for writing things down, to make sure there's structure in how you communicate with people. I think that's really, really important. If you were to open up some kind of F&B thing, there are a number of, like, health and safety certifications that you need to get, especially if you're doing a drink, and double especially if you're doing a drink with alcohol. So because we're a small company, all we have to do is make sure, like, we have, this is our laboratory. This is like, it's a certified safe environment. If we were to start cranking these out on a bigger scale, there are tiers of health and safety sort of certifications that you would need to get. And right now we're kind of at the lowest tier. So making, like, under 500 drinks a day, there's a certain sort of health and safety certificate for that, which we have for a small laboratory in District 4. Another challenge is, I, you know, the things, like, just because you make a really good bagel or a really good pizza or something, you do something really well in the States, or you make this really good whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean that Vietnamese people are going to love it too, right? So you have to sort of, whatever you're doing, I think you have to sort of listen to what Vietnamese customers are saying. And some things you can be stubborn with, but a lot of other things you're going to have to be flexible with what the market is telling you.
Let's turn back to your motivation here. Can you maybe pinpoint one main motivating factor that got you to start this business?
I really do think that we can help Vietnam become healthier. Right, I'm not trying to change it totally. I'm not saying Vietnam is wrong. I'm just saying that, you know, it's strange in a country with obesity rates that are so low that diabetes rates are the same as they are in the United States. Like, that doesn't make sense. That's not good, right? And I've always thought business should at least try to solve problems, right? And this is sort of this problem that I'm pretty motivated about. I think, you know, as well as, like, the glass bottles and sort of promoting a more reusable, less sort of single use kind of culture. But so health and the environment and this cool brand, this great drink, it gets me fired up, right? You really want to feel like what you're doing has meaning in the long run. And I think we've set this up so it has that, right? The money, we're still trying to figure that out. But the meaning, right, I think is in a good place.
Excellent. We have been talking to Greg Hitz, co-founder of Sin Seltzer. That's XinSeltzer. You can search for them on Facebook. Sin Seltzer is Vietnam's first seltzer, coming in both non-alcoholic and alcoholic options, using only fresh produce from Vietnam. Greg, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. Have a good one.
And if you're a business owner based here in Vietnam and you'd like to be on the podcast, you can reach me at michael.claro@chiquindo.com. That's michael.claro@chiquindo.com.